traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I don't want to say, okay, I don't want to say it gets me, but I listen.
Of course.
I really do listen to
it. Oh, irrelevant. Oh, this. Oh, that. Like,
I think what you're
losing,
saying.
Logan's losing subscribers. Jake's going to pass Logan in subscribers. Bro, who the fuck fucking cares?
Me, bro.
No,
me.
No.
Yeah, I think what you're saying.
Where all your dreams come true. Impulsive.
Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world.
What was that?
I don't know. Thank you guys for listening.
Those things
watching, viewing, subscribing. If you're not listening, watching, viewing, subscribe to the podcast. Make sure. What a shitty intro. This whole thing is. Can I preface? I want to say something. It's 12:50 a.m.
Oh.
We had to secure the bag with the guest at this hour. Scheduling conflicts tomorrow would not allow us to post in time. We're doing it because we fucking love you guys. Thank you for listening. As you know, Mike is not in town, so we replaced him with Mac. We had to get a guy with the same first initial, and Mac is actually, quite honestly, probably better than... Mike, do you want to say anything or no?
Hey, Mike. Guys, I am better than Mike.
Damn. I don't condone this message, Mike.
Mike, we love you. We miss you. And I also know your mother is watching this show.
Mike.
So,
who's that?
Hi, Mike's mom. 1 a.m., I'm curious how my brain is going to function. The guests also forced me to take a couple shots.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I don't know if you wanted me to say that or not. But ladies and gentlemen, we also do an extended audio Q&A with the guests after the visual is done. So make sure you stick around for iTunes and Spotify. We're going to get real fucking juicy this episode. I want to bring in our guest. He's got over 50 million followers. He's an ex-Disney star. He's a 21-year-old multimillionaire and blah, blah, blah. You know this kid. It's my brother, Jake Paul. Hey, good to see you, guy.
I'm 22.
Oh, fuck.
Damn. You're going to drop that on
us? Oh, no. What's that like, dude? Because in my eyes, you're always just like little brother Jake, bro. But you're like a real growing boy, and the age is still going.
Little brother Jake.
I don't know about
save
you.
Save the fucking Impulsive podcast at 1 a.m.
I know. You're the first ever repeating guest.
You
know
that.
Yeah.
Look at me.
That's you.
You're special.
What are we going to talk about today?
I actually have some things. I have a lot of things, actually. So you killed Joe Weller. You murdered him.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
When he wasn't looking. Jake, you just sparred Joe Weller, who was KSI's first opponent in the YouTube boxing match. Mm-hmm. And, you beat him in the first round. You knocked him to the ground with the body shot.
Yeah, man.
What's good with that?
I don't know, bro. Like, I've never been hit once like that and just like dropped.
Yes, you have.
One time it happened.
And I saw it.
Yeah.
And it was exactly.
But it was from a professional boxer, and it was like a week after I started boxing.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
It was still new.
Yeah.
But I remember when I saw it.
If you get hit in the right spot, you just go down, man. That's how it is, I guess. But I wasn't expecting that.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I was not expecting that for it to be that quick. I knew I was going to beat his ass, but I didn't know that he had a little bitch syndrome.
Is that what he has? Why is Joe Weller so easy to beat up?
LBS?
Little bitch syndrome.
Mm.
Anything to say, Mac?
IBS? Irritable bowel syndrome?
Probably has that too. Maybe that's why he drops so quick.
Did he fart when you hit him?
No, but like I was just like, bruh.
But you know people are saying...
And people think it's fake.
Saying it's fake, you know?
Of course, bro. They don't ever want... They're never gonna want us to win, bro.
I mean...
They're never gonna want us to win. Besides our fans.
Yeah, but...
I mean, our fans are the shit.
Yeah, but don't.
But they're never gonna want us to win.
Yeah,
though.
But don't you think? Don't you think eventually, bro, we can turn the tide on that mindset?
Oh no, we will for sure, and we are currently
with books like this.
Yeah,
How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie.
No, but the thing is, bro, is that like, I tweeted it. I was like, Joe Weller lasts 8.5 minutes with KSI. Joe Weller lasts 2 minutes with Jake Paul.
Fake as fuck stage.
Yeah, because it was a 2 minute round, right?
Yeah.
It was right at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, I mean, bro, when you showed me
KSI
the video.
KSI beat Jake's ass. Like.
Well, when you showed me the video, dog, my first reaction was like, yo, it barely looks like you hit him. But you just got him in the right spot, I guess.
People are saying
that you
paid him.
No, yeah.
Did you pay him? You can say it on Impulsive.
Yeah, you can let us know.
No, yeah, for sure. I paid him.
Okay, how much?
How much?
No, I didn't pay him.
Wait.
I didn't pay him. Why? Like,
I'm joking. It's a joke, guys. That's sarcasm. Okay, but I get it. All right, so you beat him up. You bullied him in at your house in front of all these people. And then you convinced him to perform in the diss track against him at your house.
Yeah, no. So the sun was going down. And I had to shoot the diss track. So I just shot it. And he...
While he was there.
Yeah, while he was there, bro. I had to get the content.
Yo, that's crazy. That's crazy.
But bro, like, honestly, don't be late to my house. Like, I was pissed. Like, I was actually pissed, bro. He was supposed to be there at 2, and he got there at, like, 4:45.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, I'm wasting my time, like... Like, I got other shit to do than beat his ass. You know?
But you live in Calabasas. Soulja Boy's ass. Yeah.
But the reason he was 2.5 hours late was so that he could pull up in some Lamborghinis that weren't his.
So he was like, he had a thing at the dealership that slowed him down?
Yeah, like,
bro,
he was just waiting
for
the...
He had like 10 supercars.
Yeah.
In really? His video, he showed, like, they were all posted up outside.
Yeah.
Wait, but I don't understand. In the diss track, you had a lyric about him pulling up in a Lamborghini that wasn't his. So how did you beat his ass, record the diss track, and then...
No, I recorded the diss track.
Filmed the diss track?
I recorded the diss track before we had inside information as to what he was doing. And it was getting supercars that weren't his.
But, dog, why does Joe Weller sit and listen to the song that makes him look like a fucking pussy?
Honestly, he's a good lad.
He is?
He's a nice guy, bro. And like,
he's a good lad.
And at the end of the day, bro, like, he's just a nice guy. And he's cool, bro. And like, he was just like, yeah, fuck it. Like, oh, that was a good fight. Like, what can he do, bro? Like, he got his ass beat by KSI. I got a good shot on him. Like, bro, you just gotta take your L sometimes. You gotta swallow the L.
He is the king at swallowing L's. And mind you, I also really like Joe Weller. He was the first YouTuber that I watched when he did his...
Watch out.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Like, I'm a Joe Weller fan. And you know what, bro? You're right. He takes the L's with his chest out. Mad respect to Joe Weller. So then you said also that you wouldn't fight KSI, even though you want to.
What do you mean I wouldn't?
Until I fight him next.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, bro, because I just am going to get a much pleasure in seeing you beat his ass and then him being like, hello, I'm going to get my vengeance on the little one. Beerus. I'm going to get J-Ball. Here I come, you die. I'll make it some game. I'm going to sit in front of my desk all day. Deji, I love you, buddy.
Damn. You've thought about that one.
Nah, bro. I'm just so in the moment right now.
KSI, he does got to leave his room, I feel like, dog. He's always just sitting in front of the desk. And he sounds like that, bro.
I just imagine KSI, like, him and all his lads in Britain being like, oh, KSI is the next biggest rapper. We're going to get all the best producers here in fucking Britain. And we're going to get them in the fucking studio. And he's got the fucking exposure, man. So they're all fucking working all night in the fucking studio. And they're fucking working, man. And they're like, oh, that shit's fucking hard. And then he, like, puts out fucking 10 songs and still has less Spotify listeners than me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's...
Damn, you're hot right now.
Yeah, you're hot, bro. You're really going for it, huh?
I'm single. Out now.
Thank you so much, Mac.
Yeah, your song's performing well.
How's life been after I'm single?
Hold on a second.
I'm sorry.
I just still want to talk about...
Let's go back.
Like, I kind of want to dive into this.
Let's dive in.
He's a YouTube rapper, but he just sucks.
Terrible.
And his music videos actually perform worse than some of his videos. Like... And you know his album's coming out. Not to, like,
is
give
this
free promo.
Jake Paul?
No, KSI.
Who?
KSI. He's a. Never mind. We're fucked, that guy. Listen, guy, I'm single. Came out. Are you making new music? You're always up late. Is that why you're here? I see your Instagram stories. Like, why are you doing this at 1 a.m.?
Late nights and early days. It'll be that way till the pearly gates.
I need some of these one-liners, bro. These are damn. These are brilliant.
Where listen, man.
Where you get the, where
was
you
that Abraham Lincoln?
From? No, that's from a Big Sean song. I'm not gonna lie. That's good. But no, but Abe. Yeah, I'm working
might
on a lot.
Might as well be Abe.
I'm working on a lot of music, man. I'm working on a lot of music. I already have like probably 4 songs that are better than I'm Single. I mean, I'm even bro. That's the crazy thing about it is like, I put out I'm Single and I'm like I love this song and it was dope, but like. A week after I put it out, I'm like, wow, I'm already so much better than that song. Because I've never taken music seriously. You know, it's always been joking around.
But are you now?
I'm taking it seriously, but I'm still just like having fun with it and just getting better slowly.
Do you think it's because you're less single?
Yeah, bro.
Are you less
single? When
you're
in a relationship, you don't get shit done.
Wait, but are you less single?
Than when I put it out?
Like you got some honeys on the line? You reeling in the fish guy?
Man,
buddy doesn't get
I don't know, bro. No, I wouldn't actually know, to be honest. No, I
don't believe you.
I mean, bro, there's bro, you know how it is. Like, girl, like,
girls are like, girl, they're great.
Yeah, exactly. And like, why are you looking over there?
I don't know.
Who's over there?
I don't know.
Is there a girl over there?
This one, yeah, it's Danny. By the way, it's since it is 1 a.m., my assistant Danny is fucking running.
She's running
producing
the whole
studio. The podcast. Shout out Danny.
Shout out Danny.
Like, really appreciate it. Woo! What assistant sticks around to 1 a.m., dude?
Yeah.
That's rare.
OT Danny. Hours, Danny.
Danny.
Danny. Danny.
Time and a half.
Danny. I have a question, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know of many rapper boxers, one of which I do know of is Soulja Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe an aspiring boxer, definitely a rapper. I was wondering, do you think you are a better fighter, a better rapper, or both, and why?
Than Soulja Boy?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I'm definitely a better boxer, for sure, bro. Like, for sure. No questions. I don't know if I'd say I'm a better rapper. I wouldn't, actually. I wouldn't say I'm a better rapper. I think he's got so much experience on me. I think his shit that he's doing right now is kind of like not in touch with culture, but he's definitely a better rapper.
Is it the same Soulja Boy that went viral 10 years ago? Like, it worked then, but I'm listening to his stuff now. It's
not in touch with the culture.
Why not? Why?
Because he does too many drugs.
Do you know that I think in December he had like Soulja Boy gaming consoles and like Soulja Boy headphones and all these like Soulja Boy brand, like cheap, you could easily tell they were being like mass produced in China type products.
Yeah, he got busted for that, didn't
he? None of them were delivered. Yeah. None of them were delivered,
no
bro.
No refunds? Nothing?
I don't know if they, I mean, he's definitely under fire, but like they never came. I feel like I could have predicted that. So now he needs that cash, bro. I bet that fight's going to happen. Now he needs that money. I know you do, Soulja Boy. You can't run.
Yeah, no. That's what's driving the fight right now is the fact that I think he's like, wow, that's gonna be a legit bag.
You think he's he flexes hard, dude.
Yeah, probably. I saw that video of you going to his house.
Yeah,
and he's just the whole time is him just talking about himself.
Yeah,
just flexing.
Bro, honestly flexing. Though, like he's funny, bro.
He's hilarious.
He's a troll.
Oh yeah, he's great.
Like normally in situations like Joe Weller, like Deji, or like even when I'm talking to KSI or whatever, like we're all trolls, but no one can ever out troll us. I feel like, but like Soulja Boy, I felt like was out trolling me. I was like,
oh shit!
Oh, no,
oh, shit.
Oh
yeah.
Shit! Yeah, I liked it.
So
was dope.
So when he makes videos with like $500,000 or McLarens, $250,000 McLarens. Where are those cars coming from? How can he? Are those his? Are they rentals?
I don't know.
Is it a flex for the gram?
I don't know whose they are. I mean, I'm definitely not his.
But it doesn't take much in LA. Like you,
people are so thirsty to be a part. Like, so, like, bro, he's still Soulja Boy. He's a legend, bro. Regardless of like if he needs money, like he's a fucking legend.
Yeah, but how? How fucking lame is it to pretend that you own something that like?
But bro, like, but at the end of the day, like,
welcome
in
to
that,
LA.
Yeah, and in that, and that's because it's like that's how we feel, bro. But at the end of the day, like, I still remember the first time I saw a Lamborghini, and I was like, as a kid, and I was like, oh my god,
yeah.
So like, there's still kids that are like, in that like look up to Soulja Boy and like, oh, that's dope. He's with dope cars. Like,
but you think
because we're around it now. We're exposed to it.
Yeah, but do you think kids look up to Soulja Boy because he's funny, not his music? Like you think kids sub 16 are listening to like Crank That Soulja Boy still?
No.
I am.
I mean, bro, like,
I mean, it's a smash. It's a smash.
You're 15? Could have sworn you were 16. Oh, okay. 15 and a half.
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know. I think it's like, I think people just like still just fuck with him because he's Soulja Boy.
Yeah. Speaking of Soulja Boy, I wanted to ask, like, what do you think of boob jobs?
Speaking of Soulja Boy.
No, they're definitely correlated.
Yeah, there's a surgery thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're great, man.
Oh, you do like them?
Yeah, I mean, I think it has to be done right, and I think the girl has to do it for the right reason.
What is the right reason?
Because she wants to, not because she doesn't, just not because she feels like she has to.
In what scenario would a girl feel like she has to? I think I know the answer. I'm curious.
Like, if she doesn't think she's pretty enough, or like doesn't think she has like enough features, or like whatever it is.
I know a lot of girls that are getting boob jobs. I don't mind them. But I always come back to the question, would I myself ever consider getting cosmetic surgery? I would.
Like on what?
Would you?
Your half testicle?
I've got some. My half testicle. Fuck you. If I could get the 50% of my testicle back, I would do it. Wait a second. They offered it to me. Oh my God. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they said
what
they could.
The fuck?
Yeah, they.
Do they like pull out someone else's testicle and cut it in half? No. And put it on. Or?
Stop saying half, bro. You're really like diminishing me.
It's only 15%.
It's 15%.
Don't fuck with my brother, Mac.
Don't fuck with me 15. Like that. All right, you got two angry Paul brothers.
And 15.
They're sensitive about their balls. Okay, their balls are sensitive.
They said they could remove it completely if I wanted to, and replace it with a metal ball. All right, fuck y'all. Listen, would you?
That Surf Roach dude is gonna fuck us on this podcast.
Yo, he's funny, bro. He's a funny guy.
He's great.
He's a funny guy.
On the topic of boob jobs, I realized that in LA, it's actually a career choice. Like, you see some girls who get a boob job, all of a sudden, like a million followers. Their life will change.
I feel like butts are more powerful on Instagram than boobs. Because boobs are so... Like, bro, think about the careers made off of butts, bro.
I think it's like a mix of both. It's a blend.
I just like...
Yeah, bro, nowadays, like, low-key, like, whether you're a guy or a girl, you low-key have to be perfect if you want to be famous on Instagram. Like, and, like, actually...
Yeah, expectations are high.
Versus, like, for just being good-looking.
But you can gym a butt. You can't gym a boob, so...
Oh... Fucking genius.
I don't think you have to be perfect. I mean, maybe actually if you're just good looking, but also think about how shitty that is, dude. Like, as great as it is to look good, imagine if you suck. Like, imagine if you're like a lot of these Insta models are just dumb, bro. Like, I hate to say it, but they're just dumb. And I would be so much more worried walking around not knowing what's going to come out of my mind because it functions slower.
Yeah.
Than not looking
good.
Here's
the thing, bro. I'm going to call you out.
All right, go for it.
I wouldn't say that they're dumb. I would say that they're like, they're just smart in their different ways.
Okay.
Because they're still hustling.
I'm going to stick with my guns here, and they're
dumb. But they're still like hustling and trying to like just make some shit for themselves.
There's a point there to consider.
But, bro, ignorance
is bliss, bro. Ignorance
is bliss. Big facts, big facts. I agree with you there. And by the way, I'm generalizing. So actually, not even. I'm just saying, like, I've met some like really ditzy Insta models. Tell me you haven't,
bro.
Can you tell me you haven't?
No, I have, but I've also met some really ditzy big YouTubers. I've met some ditzy billionaires, bro, who like can't even hold a conversation.
But doesn't make them ditzy. It might make them socially inept.
Ditzy is lack of education, or
but there could be. But you could have.
It's like really spacey.
But you could have ditziness in different areas of life. You could be a ditziness in like you could be ditzy socially, or you could be ditzy like business wise.
Jake Paul's delivering some knowledge.
I do like what you said. They're smart in their own ways,
bro. I don't know, man.
No. You're right, because conventional wisdom, it like most people think, what is your ACT score? Can you hold a conversation about?
I've got the solution.
White male privilege. But like a lot of people don't attribute intelligence to, let's say, building an Instagram account, which a lot of these models, like, they are doing. So does that make them dumb if they can do the thing that 0.0001% of people are successful on in building a social media profile? I don't know.
I mean, I agree with Jake. I think if anyone can take a talent of some sort, be it looks or, I mean, I wouldn't say a talent, I guess, but looks, comedy or whatever it may be, and turn that into a career, that takes intelligence.
Can I give context to my sentence before we move on? I want to say I feel like that belief from me comes from the fact that ability to grow a social media and make it your business. Everyone in this town has that, or at least everyone I interact with has that. So that's almost like a
given.
It's a given, right? Yeah, so I'm looking for that extra layer of
who are a couple women that you really admire in the social media space from both of you?
Amanda Cerny for sure.
Yeah, Amanda Cerny.
Lele.
And why?
Amanda's smart and like just works super hard, and like she's just such a good-hearted person, and like just has made dope moves. And
is it fucked if I say my ex?
No,
Chloe.
Bro, you could say whatever you want, Chloe, bro. Impulsive, bro.
Chloe, it is impulsive. Yeah, Chloe. I like that.
You can do it
whatever you want. I think she does a great job of using social media as an actress who has been on the same show for 7 years. She does a great job of making sure people are falling in love with her personality and also using her social media, as cheesy as it sounds, for good. Doing good things, spreading messages about things she believes in. And there's not just with her, the women I admire on social media, there's a very visible sense of forethought that goes into their posts that you can see in the captions, that you can feel when they make videos talking to camera. And I think she does a good job of that. Like you said, Amanda does. Lele does. Like
Liza Koshy.
Liza.
Hannah Stocking.
I'm going to be honest.
Hannah, yeah.
Liza, she's on some next level shit. She is on some her comedy is operating at such a high level. I saw a post the other day where she had her fire caption, and then she commented twice under it, and both comments were also like additions to the caption. And one of them said, it was something as simple as "Welcome to my profile, where I only show my profile."
We are such brothers.
Why?
I could have finished your sentence there.
You knew, like,
yeah, that comment was great. Liza Koshy, let's bring back the ego tour. Don't forget where you came from.
Damn,
bro, I remember 17 years old.
The like ego tour?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, is she 1 year older than me?
No.
2 years?
Nah, two. Yeah.
Fuck. But I remember 17-year-old Jake Paul.
Wait, no, she's not. She's your age, 22.
22.
Yeah.
17-year-old Jake Paul. 17-year-old Liza Koshy. 15-year-old Tasia Alexis. Let's talk about Tasia Alexis. Fucking 17-year-old Lance Stewart. 16-year-old Brent Rivera. Ego tour.
Who named it ego? What did that stand for?
Or wait, maybe it was something called something else.
I feel like it wasn't ego, bro.
Was it the infant tour? Something, bro. We were on tour together, and I remember like we were so green. Like, if someone would have like recorded a conversation that we had, bro, I would pay $1 million for that just to watch it. Like, what our conversation was at that time. Like, over here. Like, oh my God, this is LA. Like, bro, I can only imagine what all of our conversations are.
Rest in peace, bud.
Yeah, rest in peace. But those were that was the golden age, bro.
Yeah, it was dope.
When we were just coming up like little fresh just little tadpoles,
young innocent creators.
Who do you think the best Viner in the game was?
Transitioned out. I was going to ask you, kind of like piggybacking off of that, like, who do you think has done the best job of continuing and advancing a career beyond just
Vine,
social, Vine, whatever their original platform is?
Does that include like YouTubers too?
Yeah.
I mean, bro, there's like, I would say there's like 10. I don't know if I can name all 10, but I would say it's like, Shawn Mendes, number one.
Yeah,
that's true.
And then from there, like, we're all just fucking bottom feeders.
it's so true. Yeah, but it's so true.
But like me, you, Lele, Liza, David, Batch.
Yeah.
Um,
it's got to be Lele, huh?
Yeah, Lele is crushing it. I don't know who else, though, really, beyond that. That's why there's only a handful. I mean, Cameron, I think I have faith in Cameron Dallas.
Oh, yeah. I DM'd him. I asked him to come on. We're going to center it around some of his music release.
Where did Lily Singh come up from?
YouTube?
Just YouTube?
Yo, you saw she just got her late night show.
Yeah, but
what do you think of that?
I don't know. I'm not like, I know you were excited about it, and I'm proud of her. It's just like, bro, like, I know what Disney Channel views were. Disney Channel views. Like, I saw the views every episode. Like, this, they would report to me. This got this many views.
Yeah.
Disney Channel.
Yeah.
That, I don't know, bro. Like, it's probably, like, she's probably going to make a bag, but, like, it's probably going to not get that many. Yeah.
You think she's going to make a bag?
That's the thing. She probably won't even make a bag.
Yeah, she probably won't. But it's
good for her. It's good for her.
Credibility.
And she could turn it into other things in the long run, but it's just interesting because it's like...
It opens up a different audience, too, so we might not know what kind of... You know,
but I think going onto a traditional TV platform right now is dope, and like she's crushing it.
You think it's going,
but it's like,
a
yeah,
bit?
It's going backwards a bit. Like, I think she would have been better on like a Hulu, Amazon, Netflix, Disney Plus.
Yo, but what if she's on that show for 20, 40 years, bro? Like Jay Leno had his show for
no, for sure,
ever.
For sure. And that's why I don't know what people's goals are. It's just people have different goals, but.
Speaking of Disney, bro, you see Miley Cyrus is back. Hannah Montana's back.
Hannah Montana.
Miley Cyrus has been here. Hannah Montana.
Oh, the hair.
Have you seen these videos?
No.
Yeah, no. I don't know if she dyed her hair blonde. Hey, that's does that look like a wig?
No, she dyed it.
She dyed it?
That's her actual hair.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I think it's the fringe as well. Very.
But, yo, she's making videos.
The craziest thing I remember from Hannah Montana,
Jesus,
her,
man.
Her brother.
That made my
show.
Night.
He was like,
I haven't seen
16,
that.
Made to be 16. He was actually like 40.
Oh, yeah.
The actor.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I remember that, the short guy. But yeah, Hannah Montana's back, man.
What does it mean?
What does it mean, Jake? You're a Disney kid.
What do you mean?
When's Dirk coming back?
Yeah, I was about to say.
When's Dirk coming back,
full
guy?
Full circle.
Where's Dirk at?
Here's the thing, though, is that the interesting thing about it, bro, is like there's Disney shows that hit, and there's Disney shows that don't hit. Bizardvark was, like, in the middle of those.
I think you also have the inverse, typical Disney cycle. Like, a lot of these kids going to Disney, and that kicks off their career.
Yeah, it's true.
You kind of went into Disney way later in your career.
Which hasn't happened before. But I don't think a Disney show has hit in years, at least from my standpoint. So
is it because you're not the demo?
Yeah, I
think you're right, but I'm just asking.
No, it's not because of that.
Is it because of YouTube?
Yeah, it's because of YouTube. It's because they're just not like, they're not consuming like that anymore.
Damn, that's interesting.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Like, name a Disney star right now. Go.
Jake Paul.
I know
a couple faces. I don't know.
Yeah, you know their faces.
Dude, it's crazy. Wait, I mean, we don't even have TV.
But how sad is that?
We have cable. We have an actual signal from the outside world.
Yeah. We're not the right.
That just shows how powerful, bro. That like what YouTube is doing. Like, it's so incredible. Like, this is a multi-billion-dollar company, and you can't name a single person that's on their channel.
But we're not the right demographic.
No, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like older people know like YouTubers.
That's true.
Do you think movies will be made about the time that we're living in now? Maybe even like actually, hopefully this would be cool about like our lives and the pioneering 100%. Of this new age of
100% bro.
Content.
100%. 100%.
I can't wait to make that movie, bro. so many crazy things that I just can't even talk about now because it gets cut by the review team. Shout out review team.
I'll tell you what, there'll be movies about things like the Bitcoin craze. There'll be tons of movies about that.
I don't know.
There's a lot.
Censorship. I think that's a huge one.
That Donald Trump.
Nah, man. I'm talking about like the real shit that happened because of social media.
I think it'll be in 10 years from now, though.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Like Fire Festival type.
I was the Fire Festival of social media,
bro. All right. Let me leak this for the first time.
Oh shit!
I've been filming a doc.
Okay.
I've been filming clips for a documentary that I plan on making in the future since I was 17 years old.
I knew this.
Wow. I remember saying on camera, and I have the footage, us in our first apartment, selfieing myself, like just recording a video, like with my high ass voice, like the first TV channel that hires a social media star is going to be like super innovative, and like they're going to see how great the results are, and like they're going to do it from now on and blah, 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 and YouTubers are the future of Hollywood and blah, blah, and like saying all this shit. Yeah. So on and so forth.
And that wasn't even when you were getting the respect that you do now.
No, zero respect.
You were like bottom of the totem pole, if even that.
I was like the Vine camera guy.
Yeah.
Like I would get invited to Batch's house to like be the camera guy.
So wait, how much footage do you have already saved up for this doc?
I don't know.
Well, hey man, just a
couple hours.
Don't fuck it up.
Yeah,
it's still quite possible. You're very young. I made a big mistake at 22. I'm sure you heard about it. I got a question, dude. You went viral recently. Of the many times you went viral, what in the fuck is happening here, guy?
My mom asked me if that
14.3 million views.
Can we see that?
It's real.
Where is it?
It's hidden right now.
I can't see it.
No.
There's no cuts.
It only works in the morning.
No, it's fake, surgery. Bro.
It's fake?
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys.
What? It's pretty dope.
I'm sorry,
honestly, it's a great
YouTube.
Idea. 14.4 million views.
Yo, this had like 12 million yesterday.
That's fire.
You're going viral, guy. You really did it, huh?
Thanks, man. Thanks.
You're going to be famous.
Yeah, bro.
Did you post that on Facebook?
Oh, no, I probably should
have. You should have, 100%. Yeah. Dude, that'll get up to like.
Yeah, this would be at 150 by now. Okay, wait. Was that your idea? I don't understand. How did it look so real? Why is everyone texting me saying, does Jake put a camera in his arm and I have to yell at them?
So the guy in the video, Nestle, he did the video first. He like came up with the idea.
What was his idea? He did auto-tune.
Yeah. He posted it and it went like. Pretty viral?
Yeah.
I don't know. But my friend told me about it, and I was like, yo, I'm trying to put a vlog camera in my arm.
So you DM'd him?
Yeah, I DM'd him. He hooked me up with this like guy, this guy who does CGI. And the guy's like a beast. His name's Nichols. Like,
wait, so Nestle, that Husky kid, doesn't edit the video?
No.
That Husky kid.
It was just his idea.
He's got a quick 14 million views tag on Instagram.
But it wasn't quick. I remember you showed me that video like a month ago, and you were asking if you should, in real time, like wrap your arm and make it seem like you were like recovering from the surgery.
Yeah,
you went in.
Yeah, yeah. I was shocked by like the response, to be honest. Like I because you can tell right when you post a video if it's going viral.
Yeah.
And as soon as I posted it, I was like, "Yup, another one." but no, like. We shot that video, like, it took him, like, 4 weeks to edit all of that.
Shut up.
Yeah. Because it looks so real, man. Yeah, and what I did was, like, I put, like, a tripod on my arm. So, like, you notice when the camera flips up, play it again?
Yeah, I was going to ask. It's a shot of you.
It's, like, the perfect shot. Like, it's an actual shot. So, like, we actually got an actual G7X and, like, put it on a tripod on my arm. So that, like, when it flips up right here, it, like, it looks like the exact shot. Like, same shot.
Wait. Right there, yeah. I was wondering how you did that. That was really fucking really impressive.
Yeah.
And you just reenacted the shot that you were doing here.
Yeah.
Real time, got it. Look at you, dog.
Yeah, man.
Little kid from Ohio actually doing things.
Yeah, for sure.
No, I mean, it's impressive.
I hate admitting that it's fake, but like, I feel like people already know by now.
I mean,
the one video on YouTube has 4 million views saying that it's fake. That's how many people care that much.
Bro, what the fuck?
And all the comments are like, fake, fake, fake.
Wait, isn't it obvious?
It's not, bro. I had legitimately smart people who I respect calling me and being like, yo, that's fucking insane, bro. You're crazy.
Shut up. Yeah. That legitimately disappoints me.
Yeah, me too.
But that's because you know me and you know this industry, bro. That goes back to seeing the Lamborghinis and Soulja Boy. Like, you know the industry. Bro, I could watch a prank video on YouTube and determine if it's fake in 0.1 seconds.
No, but the prank and having a camera inside your arm are two very different things. Like, you flexing your forearm wouldn't be able to happen with a camera in there.
So stupid, bro.
But, like, why not, bro?
Because it doesn't make any sense.
Because that's not how muscles work.
Yeah, but...
But, like, it's also 2019.
Exactly.
And, like, Elon Musk has, like, self-flying cars, basically.
No, he does not.
You don't know. You don't know that.
He might.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
He actually sent a car into space, and it's flying. So.
Yeah, it's still there. It's about to orbit Mars, so... Yeah.
It's flat Earth, which would tell you that is propaganda to perpetuate the belief in space.
What do you think of Flat Earth, Jake?
Did you watch my documentary? Don't lie. You didn't do it. You're an asshole.
Flat Earth on YouTube.
You're an asshole.
Bro. On YouTube right now. Flat Earth.
Bro, I haven't caught a break, bro. I'm in grind mode, bro.
Yeah, I can tell. It's 1:30 a.m. and you're doing the podcast.
Haven't caught a break. But, yeah, I need to watch it. I'm going to watch it, bro. Everyone should go watch it.
No,
but I think the Flat Earth thing is I think I said this before. I just don't care.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't either anymore. I'm so over all of it.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this, bro? This is cool as shit. OBJ headed to our hometown, Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes.
Cleveland fucking Browns. Like, dog, are we going to the Super Bowl?
I don't think we'll go to the first year, but I think we're going to be the most exciting team to watch.
Yeah.
And now we're going to be on every, like, main channel and all that shit, bro.
I texted Cole, MGK.
Yeah.
I was like, we're doing it, Coulson. We're really doing it. He wants to go for the opening game first weekend.
We all have, we have to. Cleveland.
I'm down.
Yeah, it'd be crazy, right?
We have to. Make a vlog out of that.
But what if they lose? Anyways.
I mean,
no,
I don't know,
dog. Bro. I'm excited for that.
Big things going for Cleveland.
Yeah, that's big.
We got to put us on the map a little more, Jake, I think.
Yo, I got a question for you guys. Can you separate the art from the artist?
It's a solid one. I asked you this before.
Can you elaborate?
Hmm.
Let me elaborate.
Yeah, please.
R. Kelly pees on 14-year-old girls, makes good music. Can you still listen to his music, knowing he's a sick fuck?
No, definitely not in that case. That's an extreme case.
Ooh.
But like
Michael Jackson,
I think you. Sorry,
that's another thing. Sorry. But that's like, I haven't watched the documentary on that stuff, but I've heard it's bad. I've heard it makes them look really bad.
Yeah.
Y&W Melly.
I don't think you can separate that, bro. Like, he killed his fucking friend and made a song about it. That's weird.
Two of them.
And he's not in trouble?
No, he's in jail, bro, for sure.
Really?
For sure, yeah. Done.
When did this happen?
I think
2 months ago. It's allegedly taking place.
And he just made songs about it.
I'm trying to think of a circumstance where you can separate the art from the artist.
It's tough, bro. It's also very personal. Some people do not give a shit. I do. It's tough, but I do.
I think it's on a spectrum. Like, I don't think it's a binary question. Because it's unreasonable. Like, let's say, like, Billie Jean comes on, you start dancing, it's not like you're a bad person, you know?
No, I know.
It's
I know, but still enjoy
the music.
But if Billie Jean came on in a club, and it was like a Tuesday night, and there were some people there who weren't normally at clubs, I bet you they'd be like, you cannot be dancing to this song.
What did Billie Jean
older
do?
Generations don't
Billie
care.
Jean, it's a Michael Jackson like song.
Much.
Oh. Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl. She's a daughter of the sun. Anyways.
I grew up listening to Lil Wayne. It's probably why I have tattoos and all over my shit.
It's interesting how...
Do you regret anything? Sorry.
The artists that we grew up listening to were like rapping about murder and killing. I don't know if they actually did it, but like they've definitely... There's legit artists now that are doing all those things. Do you think that influenced them?
Not only did it influence them, I think the artists that were rapping about it when we were growing up were indeed doing it.
You think?
For sure.
Yeah, like, I would
but
think,
there's
I think
less ways to get caught.
Nine times worse, yeah.
It was just tougher to get caught?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, because now you have, there's like, cameras social everywhere. Media. The songs are, like...
Like, yo, when 6ix9ine like, was talking all the thug shit, like, no, yeah. I did not. I was like, yo, this is a show. Like, for sure. And then...
Well, he's like, no, I didn't do it. And then they pull up a video that he posted on his social media of him ordering a hit on a man.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah.
And taking he put place, that on the gram,
and,
dog.
And taking place in an armed robbery. Like,
yeah.
Homie was in the shits. And... Man, I wonder... Fuck. I wonder what's worse. Doing the illegal things and rapping about it? Or... Not doing the illegal things and rapping about it. I mean, obviously doing the illegal things.
Bro,
but
definitely not doing. Bro, Tyga said he's from Compton. And he's from like fucking...
Like Bel Air.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like not... yeah. not. I mean, and like Tyga's kind of a pussy, bro. Like, is he getting like the respect that he craves in the hip-hop industry?
But I don't think he craves it.
Okay.
It's kind of like, it's kinda like us, bro. Like we never crave... Like when we first started... We never gave a shit about what anyone thought, and we never craved respect from anyone in any industry. But people had to, like, not, like, look where we are.
Same. In my fucking garage at 1:30 a.m., forced to do a podcast with my degenerate little brother. I'm just kidding. I love you, bro.
It's been rich and compelling, to be quite honest.
At what point did you realize you made it? Or did you not yet?
That's a good question.
Impulsive. Yeah, that's what we do.
Science.
I think there was multiple stages of making it.
At what point did you realize you made it?
I mean, a specific moment comes up into my head. I don't know if I was like, I made it, but I was like, holy bejeebers. And it's funny that you ask, because it kind of all kind of ties into this whole podcast, but I was a wee little viner, and I got invited to go on this tour in Texas, and it was with Jerry Perp Drank and Max Jr., who were my favorite viners at the time. And I was like, yes, let's go. Like, this is gonna be so dope. I get to hang out with them. I was getting paid like $500. Go to Texas, and like we did this one show, and then we had to drive to another show. And while we were, and I drove in the same car as Jerry and Max, and it was nighttime, and I like fell asleep in the back of the car. And when I woke up, they were blasting the song Soulja Boy and Drake, We Made It. And I woke up and I like saw the skyline of like Houston, and they were like blasting this song, and I was with my, like my two favorite like inspirations, and I was like, whoa, like, what is my life? And like,
wait,
the song
really?
Was just bumping. Yeah.
Yo, that was early. Yeah. That's really early.
I was kind of, that was what kind of, because the song and like being with them in the car and like the visual of like, wow, I've never even like seen like a dope city like this before in my life. I've never even been on a flight before, like basically. And I was kind of just like, wow, like what is going on, man? Damn. And I like remember Snapchatting my friends like $500 cash. Like,
no way. No way. Making stacks, bro.
It's cool how that moment can come much earlier than you'd expect. Like, you saw that vision, and it was like that moment. You knew what was coming.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's like, I don't know.
You inspire me a lot, because I have to admit, there's been a lot of times where I, like, don't believe you're going to do the things you say you're going to do, and you pretty much almost always do. And you've proven me wrong so many times now that I just, like... prefer to listen to you and believe in you now. And a lot of times I doubt myself and what I'm capable of, but I stop myself there and I check myself because of you, and I say, why does it matter? Why does it matter what I believe I'm capable of, as long as I give it my 900% effort and do my best and stay in my fucking lane and be a fucking maverick and do my shit?
Yeah.
Something good's gonna happen.
No, you're 100% right. And that, I mean, that's like, that's how everyone should just live their lives in general. Cause like, people are so afraid of being judged or whatever, or like, oh, like this is my goal. Like if you're not scared of your own goals, they're not big enough.
Yeah.
That's cheesy, but like it's also fucking true.
No, it's dope. If you're not scared of your own goals, they're not big enough.
Yeah.
You've proven me wrong a lot. Two quotes you have specifically, you know it. One you say hard work beats talent. And I remember when I was about 2-3 years ago, I would contest you on that and say talent can go a very long way in Hollywood. You have the rappers that go into the booth like twice a week and make a hit song, opposed to you who's making music constantly. So I would argue that talent can definitely be a stronger force than hard work, but I don't think it can anymore because hard work is something that most people who work hard have their entire lives and will have for the rest of their lives, and is an attribute that can attribute to enormous amounts of success forever.
Mm-hmm.
The longevity of it can be enormous. And then the other one you said is, you had it on the background of your phone for a little bit. It was like, don't worry about what
successful people don't worry about what others are doing.
Yeah, bro. That one recently I'm coming around to, and I think you're right. I think you've proved me wrong once again.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to make your own lanes. And like hard work, like talent to, in my eyes too, like for me this is all like a long game. Because I feel like we both kind of started like later than we started younger, but like later than what's typical to be in this industry that we're in.
Yeah.
And so like for me this is a long game. It's like what am I going to be doing in this industry when I'm 50? And I think that's where like the hard work beats talent, because like a 22-year-old talent right now is like going to just go till he's 30 and be like, "Oh, that was fun."
Yeah.
When like at 30, bro, I'm just going to be like lacing up.
What are you going to be doing when you're 50 years old?
Bro, who knows, bro? If you ask me what I was doing when I was 8, or if you ask me when I was 18 what I would be doing when I was 22, I would not have said this.
But it seems like you knew. I mean, you were filming a documentary, dog. It, like when you told me, I was like, "What?"
I knew of some things. Like I knew some social media star was going to get casted in a TV. It happened to be me. Mm. I knew like Team 10 would be successful because I saw that like people coming together on social media as groups like works always. But there's a lot of shit I don't know, like, bro. Like I didn't know like a lot of shit. But it's just about being ready for the fire. You have to like in life, you have to be ready for the fire. And if you're not ready for the fire, then you just won't ever make it. Like you have to be ready. Like you just have to be in the fucking moment and there, like in the, you have to be that rapper that is like going to the studio every night. So that the one time you do go to the studio, the one homeboy's friend invites fucking Gucci Mane or Drake and he meets you and he's like, "Damn, that's hard." You get the fucking Instagram picture with him. That's how Blueface blew up. Drake posted a picture with him or vice versa. But like, I don't know. You just have to be ready for the fire. So like, it's not necessarily knowing what's going to happen, but like adapting and overcoming once you're building shit. And like, you can plan, be innovative and smart and realize like, okay, in the next 2 years, I think that this is what's going to happen. But to say what I'm going to be doing when I'm 30 is like,
yeah, it's tough.
So how about you?
Oh, sorry.
How about you? Because you were posting in Hawaii that you're rethinking content, especially after Flat Earth becoming a success. Like, how are you how are you spending that time that you maybe were focusing on what other people are doing and now channeling it into your future?
I actually do have an answer to that question. I think this is it. Mind you, I'm 23, almost 24, and this could change the drop of a pin. But
yeah.
24 to 30 are going to be, let's call my superstar years, where I'm going to aim to be a fucking like worldwide superstar. I'm going to use my youth and my drive, hustle, my need for a little amount of sleep to just become the biggest star that I possibly fucking can. Whether it's vlogging, music, writing, whatever it is. And then when I'm probably 30 to 40, I think I'm going to shift to directing. And then 40 to 50, probably some light writing. And the switch will have been on business, which, as you know, is always going to be the underlying spine of the operation, that the empire that we're building.
Mm-hmm.
Jake, I was going to ask you, though, Because it is a long game. That's the best way to think of it. But how do you have that patience, dog? I am so fucking impatient.
I don't have the patience, which is why that's fucking dope. Take that impatience, bro. And that's what, like, that's why you don't, that's why we're here right now, bro. I'm on 5 hours of sleep. It's like, that's it. The impatience is like the beautiful thing that we have, and like a work ethic. So like, you have to use that to your advantage, but like, be patient at the same time. It's like, hey, slowly.
Yeah. Dad always said that. What did he say? He said, be quick, but don't hurry.
Yeah.
I changed my Instagram bio, actually. Kind of unrelated, but not really. Y'all slept on me and now I'm mad.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Can we look at that picture while you're at that? Click that.
Right, this one right here.
That really embodies it.
But that's the thing, bro. That's the thing, bro.
Y'all slept on me and now I'm fucking mad.
That's you pissed at the right.
Now they sleeping on me, bro.
No.
And now I'm mad.
No, bro.
And I have that, a horrible.
That's, but this is the perfect thing. That's in your own fucking head.
Woo! What?
That people are sleeping on you. It's in your own head, bro.
Or just stats.
Unfortunately, it's not. It's statistically. Like, I've gained 60,000 subscribers in the past 2 months on YouTube. I've lost 700,000 followers on Instagram in the past 6 months. Like, it's not looking good over here. Y'all slept on me, and now I'm fucking mad. Paolo, our manager, gave me a sick piece of advice the other day. You know what he said? When I'm telling him about this next wave of content, how I'm like, yeah, I'm tired of being, like, slept on, and it's time to sit in the throne again. He goes, yo, that's dope. That kind of drive comes from one of two places. He said inspiration or desperation. And it sounds like you're desperate. And I'm like, yeah, you absolutely are fucking right. I am so hungry right now to climb back on top.
Who said you weren't on top, though?
Me?
Yeah, I think it's wrong to say.
That's why you're fucking wrong. And this
No.
And
I've
had the same thought in my head, bro. Like, oh, like, this and like, bro, who, like, if we aren't on top currently, then who is, bro? I look at these fucking, like, big artists signed to fucking labels, bro, like, money, have been working on music for 4 years, like, nonstop in the studio every night. I go in the studio, like, a couple times, whatever, practice like one song and put effort into one song like one time, bro, we get the same amount of views, bro. Like, it, you're making this shit up in your own head because you aren't doing as good as when you were peaking. There's a thing called a peak and a plateau, and you're comparing your plateau to your peak and being like, oh, y'all are sleeping on me, or oh, I'm not on top anymore, bro. But like, that you're making it up in your head 110%, because you forget, 6 months ago, we had the biggest event in internet history. Like, that, like, do you forget about these things?
The tides turn very quickly. You know that, and especially in our industry, bro. And people are fucking chirping, saying shit. I don't want to say it gets me, but I listen.
Of course.
I really do listen to
it. Oh, irrelevant. Oh, this. Oh, that. Like,
I think,
oh,
what you're
losing,
saying.
Logan's losing subscribers. Jake's going to pass Logan in subscribers. Bro, who the fuck fucking cares?
Me, bro. No.
Yeah,
I think what you're saying. Yo, yo.
You should care. You should care, of course. Like, that sucks, whatever, bro. But you're equating subscribers and Instagram followers to being on the top. Bro, look at Drake. He was the number one selling artist. Number one selling artist in 2018. You know how many likes his pictures get?
Yeah, I know. Less than...
No, that same number right there of what? Yours. 1,100,000.
No, they do not. They don't get half of this.
Okay, whatever it is, bro. But do you think Drake is like, oh, I'm not the best because
no.
because Justin Bieber has more followers than me?
I think you're making.
But I was the number one best selling artist.
Yeah, you're making a great point, and I agree. I think you're talking about the mindset, but I still think the motivation It's totally justified, bro, for him bro, to 100%. For him to feel that way and for, bring that course, motivation out of course, from not feeling
of course.
That
and,
you know.
And this is why I'm talking to him as my brother right
Respect.
Now, like off broadcast.
Yeah.
Because
on podcast.
It's on podcast, but like
it's from the heart.
Because I have the same feeling. I was like, fuck, man, like fuck. Oh da da. I wanna like just be doing this and doing that and doing this. But like and we make that up in our own head. And I think we've been doing this since we were kids, where like if we weren't the best fucking wrestler in the state, we'd be like, wow, we suck. Or like
now you're on the right path. What I was going to say to you
is we've been innately doing this since we were kids.
I have set the bar so fucking high for myself.
Exactly.
And even though, yes, from an outsider's perspective, like, bro, I walk down the street, I'm still getting mobbed with pictures. But like for me, I have put my flag that I want to reach on the top rung of the fucking ladder. And if I don't hit that, I'm disappointed in myself.
Okay,
so
great.
So the feeling
no, 100%,
the feeling 100%. I have right now to take over again is the same feeling I had when I was a senior in high school, and I would repeat to myself in the mirror every day, I will be more successful than anyone I know. I was so dissatisfied with where I was and so essentially desperate to just become something. And then I made it happen. And I'm feeling that again right now.
Yeah.
And
same.
And by the way, it's a blessing.
And
it's a blessing.
It's
and
a blessing
curse.
And a curse, because it's like, fuck, but it's like, woo, here we go.
Yeah.
Are you grateful?
But like, are
you grateful for what you have?
Always grateful.
Yeah.
Always grateful.
Because I think this quote, like for me, this sums it up. Be grateful for what you already have while you pursue your goals. If you aren't grateful for what you already have, what makes you think you will be happy with more?
But it's not even about what you have for me, or I probably not even for you, bro.
I don't give a fuck.
Like, I don't want another Lamborghini right now. I just like love to like build.
I think
create.
That shows your guys' maturity, though, coming from when you jumped
but
on
like,
these platforms.
But like, let's say this, bro. Sorry to interrupt, but like,
no, you're good.
Do you know who Michelle Phan is?
No.
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 Are you an avid consumer of YouTube?
I watch Impulsive Podcast, number one podcast in the world.
So Michelle Phan is the YouTuber who has made the most money out of any YouTuber out of all of our.
Yeah,
fucking
she's incredible.
Losers.
She has her own cosmetic line
that sold.
Yeah,
and she made $200 million.
Woo!
She's not on top, but motherfucker,
she's
on
top.
Top.
Yeah, yeah.
So like you're being subjective and you're putting yourself in that own box. And I understand why you do that, and we summarize that. But one's sleeping on you, bro.
It's because
I mean, people are factually they are.
Not no one.
But the thing is,
just,
the,
I'm not
exaggerating. No one, but
yeah.
Like, yeah, you're exaggerating.
The plateau is actually healthy because no brand or company or anything in the history of ever has continued to grow at a crazy rate forever. A plateau is great in terms of timing, you know, it allows
Man, look
for longevity.
Look at that space travel. Like, dude, we went to the moon and we haven't even been back to the
moon.
Like, that
but
was a
still,
peak.
But still
and now
happening.
We're like, all right, let's go to Mars. Like, you have to go through that lull to get back up.
It's natural.
Go further.
I have a question for you guys. So, do you guys believe that you dictate what your viewers consume, or are your viewers dictating what you create?
I would say both.
Yeah.
Can you say that again?
So, are you the one setting the pace of what your viewers start to become interested in and engage with? Or are your viewers kind of telling you, this is what my next video should be?
Yeah, both. I'll double down on that answer. You?
Yeah, I would say it's both.
Personally, I love listening to what they want to see.
Yeah.
And if I can provide that for them because it's what I do, great. Like, comment below. What do you want to see? What do you want to hear? What do you want to talk about? And also, if I want them to see something or hear something, I'm going to fucking show them.
Yeah.
Because, again, that's what I do. Yeah. And actually, that's where we can catch a lot of flack easily, because it is up to us, essentially, what they consume. And so that's where the young and impressionable audience comes in, if we're not showing them what they should be seeing. And YouTube makes it easy to see a lot of things that a lot of probably kids shouldn't be seeing.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's YouTube's fault. I think that's the parents' fault. If you don't want your kids on YouTube, don't put them on YouTube.
Yeah, because they could find a whole lot of bad stuff online anyway.
If you got a phone, yeah. Which, by the way, most kids do at 5 years old, it's over. It's a wrap.
Yeah. Dude, the stuff that we were finding on the internet when the internet was, like, just getting hot. And
I remember
we
the
were
first time
on
I
it,
watched
bro.
Porn, bro. It was with Jake. You know what I typed in?
Riley
girls
Reed.
Boob.
She wasn't even born yet.
Girls boobs.
Wow. Girls boobs.
Girls boobs.
Oh, I think I remember that, and I got all scared.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
Remember we were in the house in Rocky River?
Yeah, that was...
Remember when you could type into Google? Computer? Did you type it into Google?
I don't know, dude.
You used to be able to type in something like that into Google, and it would bring up crazy shit.
You can't type
blue waffle shit?
Oh, like crazy stuff. Now it's like YouTube and Google, it's so censored. Oh. It's so much better than when we had it. Like, the things we had access to, everything.
I don't know what you had access to.
I'm trying to think of something that was crazy.
I have an idea. Do you guys want to end this podcast and go to bed?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jake, where can they find you on social media? That's tight.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening and watching this episode of Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. That's a fact, by the way. Hit that subscribe button. I do want to do a quick audio Q&A right now. I want to ask you a juicy-ass question. Like a really juicy question that, like, I'm uncomfortable with people being able to clip the visual and show my mouth match the words I'm saying. So you're only going to find it on Spotify and iTunes under Impulsive.
Damn.
The number one podcast in the world.
Science.
Thank you guys for listening and watching.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
I were here. I like how you just say science at random times.
No, there's science to prove that it's number one podcast. I don't say that random times.
Scientifically speaking.
What is your favorite amenity because of your fame and fortune?
Butt scratcher.
That's tough, man. I would say traveling.
Traveling?
Yeah, and like, oh, I want to go snowboarding. I want to go to Amsterdam.
Have you been?
I'm going in like a week.
Did what? You say why? Amenity or advantage?
Amenity.
I thought an amenity is like a toilet or something.
Yes, it is, but amenity...
Could also be in travel.
Yeah.
Could it?
Yeah.
I think it's like more... I was using it in the term of like a privilege. Let me look it up here.
Speaking of amenities...
Who says you don't learn here?
Would you...
A desirable or useful feature or facility.
Oh, you found that quick.
The pleasantness of a place or a person. Yeah, so... I think I'm good.
Yeah.
But wait, I was going to say Amsterdam. Why are you going?
I'm going to... Drake and them invited me to his concert.
Oh, must be fucking nice, dude.
Fire.
Must be fucking nice.
Cool. Probably be a full send.
You hear that? You hear that, kids? That was the juice I was talking about. You friends with Drake now? Jake and Drake? Drake and Drake.
Drake and Josh. Like,
Drake and Nick.
Friends with a lot of his friends. We're like acquaintances still.
Are you in OVO?
They anointed me.
What'd that look like?
Ritual?
Did they
like shove a sword?
Shove a stick? That's Illuminati.
Illuminati?
Fanjoy.com/OVO.
No, just like, I forget how the conversation went, but it was one conversation. It was like, yeah, like you're OVO now. Like, you
know. Some witchcraft.
Jake, like,
shit?
Starts peeing himself. Like, what? Wait,
did somebody have a wand? Did it go in your bottle?
Like, what do you mean anointed, dog?
Yeah, bro.
You can't just say words. Anointed, like something had to take place.
No,
like
someone was baptized?
I think the ultimate thing is when they give you an OVO chain.
Oh, shit.
But which Jada Barber has.
Oh, no way.
And, yeah, I think I'll probably get one of those eventually, man. But. Yeah. But they were verbal, bro. We were making a song one night, and they wanted me to say a line about being an OVO gang.
Oh, that's tight.
Yeah,
man. I don't want to like throw shade or anything, but you know, Drake once said that he was in the low gang.
He did.
Damn.
Okay. That's dope.
Would you fight Drake?
I'm in the low gang too.
That's hard. I'm a Paul Jaker.
Would you fight Drake?
Well, no, I wouldn't fight him. Actually,
Would you spar?
I'd spar him. Yeah.
Like if in a sparring match, if you hit Drake in the face, you would be like, ah, fuck, I just hit Drake in the face.
Nah, bro,
you wouldn't give a shit.
Nah,
animal.
No, because he'd probably throw a couple freaking licks in there. He's a built
and if he
dude,
agrees man. To do it, then he agrees to do it.
Do you think Drake would do better than Joe Weller?
Yeah,
yeah, he would.
Oh man,
Drake's a big dude. He's like. He's sized up.
Yeah, he is.
How do you feel about Drake from Drake and Josh?
What happened to Drake Bell?
Is he still doing things?
Yeah, they linked up again.
Drake and Justin. Every time they do, I see it, and that's all I see of Drake. And then he, like,
Do you think he like lives in a cabin somewhere?
No, I think
he like lives off the land
in LA, just doing it.
Fun fact: Logan and I met Drake the night we met each other.
Oh yeah,
Drake Bell, not Drake.
Wow.
And Victoria Justice.
Yeah.
Have you asked the juicy question, or did I miss it?
I didn't really have one. I sort of just thought something would happen. I thought it was the Drake thing.
That was for the clout a little bit.
I was gonna say something. What is it? Man, I don't fucking know. Fuck this shit. Yo, we're done with this. Dude, what? Listen to the next episode. It's 2 a.m. Jake, I love you, bro.
I love you guys. Bye. Right.
We'll see you.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.